As C-3PO spoke, a flurry of blaster fire erupted from below, down in the atrium. Han spun around in time to see Akeel Sabatu's furry-headed form somersaulting through the air toward the still-extending catwalk, her amber lightsaber tracing a yellow cocoon around her as she deflected incoming blaster bolts. The sniper fire was answered by a volley of stun bolts from her companions, and by the time she landed, the GAS guards had fallen silent. Jaina went next, her feet barely touching the safety rail as she bounded off it and force-jumped onto the upper catwalk.
"You might have that backward, 3PO,
Han said, turning back to the droid.
"It's those poor noobs who are stuck in here."
Han let the sentence trail off as the squeal of scraping metal rang out from the far end of the corridor, 60 meters distant. He looked up and through the hole by which the team had entered the building, saw one end of the hoverscaf tipping upward. A second later, the blunt round nose of a GAS troop sled slid into view. Han activated his throat mic.
"Trouble!"
He pulled a thermal detonator off his vest.
"We've got armor out!"
The muted shriek crack of cannon bolts began to reverberate up from below, and the air grew acrid with the fumes of molten metal. Han set the detonator fuse to 3 seconds, and with his free hand, reached into the corridor.
"Out of the way!"
He grabbed C-3PO by the wrist and pulled him out of the corridor.
"Run for it!"
"Run? I'm afraid my servo motors aren't made for..."
C-3PO's foot caught on the bottom edge of the doorway, and his objection came to a crashing end. At the other end of the corridor, the troop sled had shoved the hoverscaf completely out of the way, bringing the forward canopy and the driver's hatch into view. A couple of meters above the hatch hung the tip of a blaster cannon, already turning toward the corridor. Han planted a foot in the middle of C-3PO's back and squared off in the front of the doorway.
"You too, R2.
Han used a full wind-up underhand pitch to sling the detonator down the corridor, and with his free hand, waved the little astromech toward him.
"Let's go!"
R2-D2 retracted his interface arm and whirred toward Han. In the corridor behind the droid, the detonator dropped 20 meters short and continued to bounce toward the troop sled. The front edge of the cannon turret came into view, and the barrel continued to swing toward Han. Unsure whether he was actually strong enough to lift an astromech droid over the lip of the doorway, Han stooped down to grab R2-D2.
"Hey!"
he called over his shoulder.
"How about a little..."
The corridor erupted into a screaming flash of heat. An instant later, Han found himself rolling off C-3PO onto the balcony's deck grating. His ears were ringing, and his eyes were filled with dancing spots, and his arms were empty. A white glow flared inside the corridor, and Han heard a distant crackle that had to be the thermal detonator going off. He rolled to his knees and spun around to see Zek pressed to the wall on the opposite side of the doorway. C-3PO was between them, pushing himself to his hands and knees, and R2-D2 was nowhere to be seen. Expecting another volley of cannon bolts at any instant, Han grabbed C-3PO with both hands and spun away from the doorway, dragging the droid down beside him.
"Stay down!"
C-3PO clattered to the grating beside Han.
"Very well. May I inquire why?"
"No,"
Han said, realizing by the lack of cannon bolts that he had overreacted. He glanced back toward the door and found Zek cautiously peering around the corner into the corridor.
Is he gone?"
Zek nodded and stepped fully in front of the doorway.
"You got him. Nice throw."
"I meant R2,
Han said, standing.
"Is he... you know?"
"R2 is gone?"
C-3PO scrambled to his feet with surprising grace and clanged past Han into the doorway.
"They melted R2?
A sharp whistle sounded from the atrium behind him. Han turned and was relieved to see R2-D2 racing across the catwalk bridge toward the storage bunker. The rear half of the droid's outer shell was scorched and pocked with melt circles, but any damage he had suffered had certainly not affected his mobility functions.